Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to talk about outdoor kinds of things with Bryant Rasmussen. Good morning to you, Bryant.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And, you know, maybe people watch the Tour de France on TV every once in a while, and it is, grueling and doesn't look like much fun to me. So you're going to do the opposite with Tour de Parks.
That's right. We're going to, a little play on words, but we're going to get out and about and go through all of the different parks, and it's not quite as grueling, but I can guarantee it's going to be significantly more fun.
Yes, and because you want people of all, I guess, cycling abilities and all ages to participate.
Yeah, we're just looking to go through and promote all the different parks that we have throughout Atlantic, as well as to kind of promote some of the recreational items. But then also we're tag teaming with a bunch of local organizations to kind of get the word out about all the great things that are happening right now in Cass County.
And when is this happening?
It's happening Saturday, October 23rd. So this Saturday we'll meet 9 o'clock out at the Sunnyside Park at the park's office. And then we'll just go through. There's six different stages. You're more than welcome to ride all six stages, or you can do, you know, one or two, whatever you're kind of feeling. But we're just looking to go through, and we have so many great things that we have to offer and so many great parks that people can take advantage of. We just want to make sure that we display those all effectively.
I'm pretty sure that most people do not know how many parks there are in Atlantic and where they're located.
I hope it's less now. We try to shout it from mountaintops and let people know that we have, you know, 11 different park areas that we maintain, and they all offer something phenomenal for all ages to take advantage of.
You bet. Give us kind of run down the schedule of which parks you're going to be going in order.
So, well, like I said, we'll start out at Sunnyside, and we'll go past Pellet to East Ridge, and then from there we'll swing back through, go past Nishna, which I think is the one park that people probably don't know about, but it's the green space next to the high school. It is a park that we maintain. We just don't have a sign on it yet. And then we'll stop at Holt, and then work down the Bull Creek Pathway, go out to Millette, and then from there we're going to swing out to the trailhead, so that gazebo out at the Little League Sports Complex, and then make a swing back through Schaumburg's, go to Cedar City, and then we'll be back to Sunnyside after that. And we're just going to, it's an at your kind of pace. We're going to work as a group to go. But along the way, you know, the different organizations will be there, so you kind of got to plan accordingly if you want to hop in one of those middle stages.
You bet. I guess people can spend quite a bit of time at each stop, or only a little bit, or, as you say, join in when they want, as long as they know the schedule. There's Millette Park is one that I think a lot of people do not know about. But Cedar Park, I mean, you've mentioned several that I think most people don't know. They know Sunnyside and they know the downtown park, but beyond that, and as you say, you've done so much to make sure that things are there for the kids to play on and maybe picnic and some of those kinds of things.
Yeah, there's obviously, we have playgrounds at at all the different areas, and we've added walking trails at various different ones. Millette was one that has really started to take a turn. We've added a trail to it. It has the community gardens. There's 10 raised beds out there that people can take advantage of. It is the park that we've kind of identified as the one that would be most beneficial for an inclusive playground that we're kind of working to try some funding for. So it's a great opportunity for us to not only showcase the stuff that we have, but also start the conversations about places that we're wanting to go and try and get ideas of things that we can add in to just improve our parks.
Let's talk about availability of bicycles. You know, most people are going to do this, I think, probably have their own bicycles. But just in case they've put it in storage or they has flat tire, I don't know, some reason their bicycle isn't available, they could talk to you about that.
We have bikes for all ages. You know, we have some with training wheels all the way up to adults, and we have, you know,
you have any
21,
three-wheelers?
We do have one three-wheeler. We do have an adult tricycle bike right now, and we do have helmets for all ages as well. Compliments of the Kiwanis organization here in town. They donated helmets for toddlers all the way up through adults, and they're going to continue to replace those helmets as we need be for now until, you know, we run out of bikes.
Okay. So if somebody wanted to use a bike now, or maybe it's next summer, they don't. What do they have to do to use a bike?
They just need to contact our office, and then we'll set up a time they can come out and find the right bike for them. All of our bikes, whether they're donated or whatnot, We run them out to the bike farm to make sure that they are properly maintained, the brakes, gears, everything like that. So they are looked over by someone who has more knowledge on bikes than myself. But then they're ready to go. And, you know, if we need to pump up the tires real quick before they go out the door, we can do that. And they're there. We did have a couple people use them earlier this year, and it was really kind of convenient for them. They showed up, took the bikes, went riding for a while, dropped them back off. They didn't have to worry about loading them up in trucks or anything like that.
Right. It's a great service that I think you've put together. Let's go back and talk about Tour de Parks. What are some of the organizations that are helping at the stops?
So we have Cass County Prosper and Cass County Extension that are going to kind of focus on mental health awareness, and they have a symposium coming up on Monday, so they're going to try and talk about those things. Out at Millette Park, we'll have Cass County, or the Master Gardeners, and Grow Another Row. They were big. They had a bed out there for us this year, and obviously they do a lot of stuff throughout the city of Atlantic and whatnot, so they're going to kind of talk about their programs. Out at the gazebo, we've talked with Nishna Valley Trails, and they're going to come in and talk about, you know, trying to connect the T-Bone Trail and all the benefits for why we need the trails and why it's going to be such a big thing if we can make that connection happen. And so, you know, that was kind of what got the conversation started, is we have so many trails within Atlantic, but then we're wanting to get the connection to the T-Bone going. So we worked with Dave Chase to see if there was a way that we could partner on that. And then with Brigham, it's just kind of blossomed from there. And then in City Park, we'll have Produce in the Park. We'll be there and talk about, obviously, their farmers markets and everything like that that they do throughout the year.
And so, I hear they're going to have something good to eat.
I think they're going to have some food. I've heard there's going to be some live music. I guess you're just going to have to come out and go for a ride just to find out.
Okay. And we'll remind people again, but this starts, meet at 9 o'clock, and your sort of ending time is noon?
Ish. Yeah. You know, we'll kind of see. It depends on how fast the group goes and how long conversations might go as we get to each one of those stops. So,
well, this is new. So people, if something doesn't seem perfect to you, well, either volunteer to help next time, or just take it in stride, because it's all an adventure.
Hey, we love suggestions. Suggestions always help us figure out what we need to do better.
Yeah. And I think you can use volunteers also.
Absolutely. Always. Volunteers are our best employees sometimes.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk about a couple of other things that Parks and Rec is doing, because you're always working on something.
We always try and have something up our sleeve, that's for sure. So right now, we also do have a scarecrow contest going on downtown. We partnered with the chamber on this, and you know, so people built scarecrows and put them up on the light posts, and you'll see numbers above them. And so people can go downtown now and vote on their favorite scarecrow and kind of give a, you know, to give their vote in. They could do a monetary donation down at the chamber. There's a box down there. But all proceeds from the people who built the scarecrows and from the monetary donations go to the local food pantry here in town.
And there is a great need at all food pantries, but I was just reading about the local one. How many more people are having to use the food pantry? And so the cost has gone up, and we all can chip in. So that's a fun way to raise money. It's, you know, it is more fun to raise money when you have something fun going on.
Well, we know that we don't do the things that we do by ourselves, so we're always looking for ways that we can partner with people and give back the best that we can.
You bet. Well, then this morning was pretty chilly out there. I think the coldest morning here for a while. I'm thinking that maybe says to you it's time to get ready for winter.
We're getting there. We're starting those conversations, and we'll have to start looking at closing the roads and shutting the bathrooms down here pretty soon.
Turning off the water.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And, okay, if people want to have more information about any of the Parks and Rec, or about particularly Tour de Parks, what do they need to do?
You can contact us through our Facebook page or give our office a call at 243-3542. We're always happy to answer questions.
And remind us again, time and place to meet for Tour de Parks.
9 o'clock this Saturday out at the Sunnyside Parks and Rec office.
Right. You know, if they haven't been to your office, this would be a good chance to get acquainted with that, too.
It's a phenomenal office. Absolutely.
It is. Very good. We want to thank you so much, Bryant Rasmussen, for visiting with us about all the things that are going on that are fun and good for us. And George Holland said, where the quality of life goes down for the environment, the quality of life goes down for humans.